My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Download the app. You can take us on the go. You can hit that rewind feature of the Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Bish is back, and Drabby's back. And Drab was going to go to two places, Ocean City and Lancaster, Pennsylvania, because listeners actually provided condos for him.
The ultimate hookup. If there if there was an anti-Jason vacation, I found it. Let me tell you.
The opposite.
You didn't go to Pebble Beach, first class.
First class, Pebble Beach, and then 5 days in Napa Valley.
Right. And by the way, you didn't go to wineries. You did have one thing in common, benefactors.
Benefactors, yeah. Shout out to my P1s. I mean, it always comes down to Junkies tentacles.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Mike, who has a condo in Ocean City, great guy, let me stay at his place right on the beach. For 3 nights.
Now, is he complete, like prior to this, complete stranger? You had never met
him? Both of them complete strangers. Met him at a Home Depot parking lot in Gaithersburg.
It's just a guy that called in and said, hey, I got a place.
Sent a DM.
Does he normally rent it out? And it was just
rents
wasn't?
Out, yeah, I think all the time.
And it just wasn't rented?
Was open this week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good hookup there.
And so where was the condo?
94th Street.
It was Bayside?
No, Oceanside. Right on the, couldn't have been
right
closer.
Next to the Princess Royale.
Like you walk the balcony was on the beach.
Oh, that's great.
It was
so your yeah. beach front.
That's
beach
two front, that's yeah. two streets away from where my condo was for
right.
Where
10
was yours?
Years. 92nd Street, right on the beach. Well, not yeah. right on the beach, but
a good spot.
Oceanside.
As far as Ocean City is concerned.
You should have gone to that old crab factory or
you were right
it's
next to which Lombardi's.
One? Huh?
Yeah, I saw Lombardi's. Yeah.
The crab factory. Did you that's where you tried to go?
100 crab factories.
No, there's one right there by where Jason is.
It was right next to Bowl on the Beach.
Uh-huh.
Which right. was yes. recommended to you from Valdez. Right? Valdez gave you many recommendations.
I know.
For
I heard
City.
He played my... I was getting messages all week long. Valdez played my audio on the air. People saying, Drab's having the worst vacation.
Yeah.
Look, I made the best of it. I fired Valdez. He was terminated as my travel agent.
No. I dropped him as a client.
Monday evening.
Can I say this, though, about taking your kids out to eat? This is just my guess. When you have 2 3-year-olds that are almost 4,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to take them to a fancy restaurant, which is going to have a wait. Like, you're probably almost looking for a McDonald's. Give them a happy
meal. Really they don't really have those. They don't really have those.
They don't really have those. Yeah,
but trust me, these aren't fancy restaurants. They just have a lot of activities for kids.
Yeah.
You keep and them,
that,
keep
and
them
that
occupied.
Was the theme, and everyone kept recommending the same 3 restaurants. Rope Walk, Tail Chasers, Fish Tails, I don't know.
But they
Red
all
Dead
have
Freddy's.
Lines.
Massive parking lots with 1,000 cars in them. Look, maybe I'm an idiot. I've never been to Ocean City before. I didn't expect it to be chaos to find a place to eat.
Mm-hmm. I told you, in the middle of summer. It's the middle of summer. Every place is so crowded.
You know where I should have gone? Lido Pizza.
Right.
That would have been great. Something like that. But so I spent 3 days there.
Well, hold on. What were your impressions of Ocean City? I mean, it's
a dump. I don't know how to polish that turd.
Really? Okay?
It's a dump, but I see the charm in it. Not the condo that I was staying in. I don't want to sound ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
The city as a whole, it would just take. It's not what I like. Romantic beaches. You know, like
it's not the Caribbean.
It's chaos. What do you want me to say? It's chaos there.
Yes,
it is. Middle of summer.
Middle of summer, a billion
even
people.
Even on 94th Street, it's super crowded. Like when you,
it's a little better further north.
When you sit down on the beach with your two daughters, how close are people around you?
5 feet away.
Yeah,
That's right, so close.
5 feet away. Yeah,
so mm-hmm.
You feel like you're taking their sand.
Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, it's first week of August. I mean, there's going to be tons of people.
What time did you go out to the beach? I need to know this.
I go to the beach from 4 p.m. to 5:30.
Oh, you do 1.5 hours?
Yeah, then I'm done.
That's
I'm
plenty.
Done. Yeah, it's plenty of time.
With you.
These guys, I can't believe these people. I'm watching them out my window when my kids wake up. They're going to the beach at 7 a.m. Oh. They're leaving at 7 p.m.
They're going before that to put their chairs out.
Yeah, I've never seen. And they're just hammered. These people are hammered stumbling back to their cars or their condos, whatever they're doing.
Yeah, they do post up early.
Yeah,
but it's a terrible sunburn.
Some people said it's the Olympics. It's the Ocean City Olympics.
Yeah,
you get up early and get your tent and your chairs.
I think people sleep on the rainy days, though. It rained one of the days. It was misty.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting burned. There's nobody out there.
So you went out to the beach on a rainy day?
That's when I could get some space.
I went to the beach to run around.
Can I tell you,
when you're a parent, mine's older, 7. But a lot of your goal as a parent is just to get through the day and get them to sleep as early as possible.
Keep in mind, my wife wasn't there. It was just me and two toddlers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot.
You're just looking for activities.
I would have given the two toddlers two iPads.
You're just looking for activities to tire them out.
We had a couple smash hits, alley-oop, whatever it is. That was fun.
What's alley-oop?
It's like Dave and Buster's.
All right.
And let me tell you the worst place up there, though. Everyone raves. I got a million messages. This place sucks. Assateague Island.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So you can see all the wild horses.
It's just
boring as hell.
Couldn't be more boring. First off, you got to stop at the dumb visitor center. They charge you $25 per car.
Yeah.
My kids definitely don't want to go there. I'm trying to hype up these horses. By the way, they say they're horses. I'm sure they're horses. They're little tiny ponies that, like Brett rode that are pooping on the side of the road. That's the beauty of Assateague Island.
It's weird.
You sit in line for an hour to get into this dumb island.
I could have saved you the $20.
I wish you were here. Was before Lancaster.
It was before. That was early in the week. Yeah.
So then,
by the way, hold on. Well, hold on. Before we get to Lancaster,
I'm just saying the bar is set low, so Lancaster's going to be a smash.
Lancaster's butt boring. I mean, I don't know what he did.
The kids probably been there a million times.
My dad liked to go there. It was like a retreat almost to get away for a couple days. There's nothing to do in Lancaster.
That was the Bickle family vacation.
It wasn't our family vacation. My dad would do like weekends there. He would take us there for a weekend. And it's miserable.
But you guys weren't going to the theme park.
Getting back to Assateague, I've had a condo down there for 12 years.
Yeah.
I didn't go one time.
I went one time. My wife and I drove through. My girls were young,
really grew up there. I didn't go once.
We took my kids one time as drive through, and I was like, really? This is all it is? It's nothing.
For the record, I recommended Rehoboth over Ocean City because they have fun land and some.
Look, they're all kind of easier to navigate. They all repeat. The whole city's repeated every mile.
Ocean City's got the same thing. I mean, you just got to go down to the end of the boardwalk. They got
Sunsations, Fractured Prune, Candy
Kitchen.
More crowded, it's all the same thing over and over
and over.
There's
more people.
Well, if you were beachfront, that's pretty great, man. Like, you hear the water. You open up the windows and hear the water. Oh, that dude. And you could sit on the balcony and just kind of watch the waves and chill if you wanted.
He can hear the water from a sound machine that he has in his kitchen.
I don't know.
Room.
I love that.
Here are a couple of my low lights.
All right.
First off, the guy who's, I don't want to put his business out there, Mike, he was having surgery this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's letting me stay in his condo, so I'm trying not to bother him with dumbass. The one thing he told me is dogs are not allowed, but of course I asked to bring Oakley.
Okay.
My huge 140-pound Rottweiler. He said, just make sure that he's quiet so people don't cause a fuss. I don't. Oakley's like growling at the door. I'm like, I can't deal with this guy. Get in the bedroom. We're going out to dinner. Get in the bedroom. Go to dinner. It's the whole chaos, the rope walk, bad monkey, whole thing. I come back. What do you think happens?
Whole place is destroyed. The bedroom.
He shredded the door in the bedroom of this guy's condo that I'm staying in. Free. It looked like they filmed Deadpool and Wolverine in my bedroom.
So what are you gonna do?
I had to tell the guy. I mean, yeah, I told him at the end of the trip.
Yeah, but you have to replace that.
I know. I got to pay for a new door.
You got to pay
condo
for a new door
for free.
You got to. What did he say?
Was he bitter? He's a P1, so he was super nice about it. I'm sure he's bitter.
Yeah, you got to pay for that, dude. Oh,
I offered. He said, "Right now, there's. Don't worry about it."
Oh. He destroyed the door.
Do you have a picture of the destruction?
I think
you send a picture to him?
I sent a picture to him. So
it's worse than just painting it again.
So he was he scratching at the door trying to get out?
Yeah, trying to get out. He's trying to get out of the bedroom.
Well, you brought a monster to the beach.
He's 7 years old. Dumb dog. When is he going to figure it out? Mm-hmm. You've never been more right about the dogs and when you have children.
Yeah.
Take them up to the top of that condo and throw them off.
Yeah, right.
Sorry to all you dog lovers out there.
Yeah.
I used to be one.
Yeah.
Man, he destroyed the
door. When you have kids, dogs are...
This is when I fired Valdez. He begged me to go to Frontier Town. It's a little cowboy and Indian place where they put on shows for you.
It's awesome.
I've never.
It's a west. It's like a. It's
have
like
you
a,
heard of it?
No.
Western city. You
well,
do.
I never have, did any of this.
They have train. They have train robberies. That they have guys acting
kids
like
are,
it's like it's the Western.
These kids aren't even four. They're not going to understand the roles and what's going on.
They're showing a reenactment of Tombstone. That was okay. Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp. My kids
too young
are three.
For that.
Yeah.
You know what they want? They want a merry-go-round.
Yeah, they want a merry-go-round.
Yes.
You know what? This is what I figured out. Drab's kids are simpletons.
They're too young.
The train was broken.
You're going to send them to a Civil War reenactment next?
Dude, no. We bake in the sun for an hour in this dumb dirt lot waiting for the cowboy show to start with the fake guns and everything.
Oh, that must have sucked.
Oh, it's the worst place besides Aztec Island. The gun show starts at 3 o'clock. At 3:02, my kids are screaming at the top of their lungs in front of 200 people because the guns are so loud.
They're scaring
everyone else is like 7, 5-year-olds.
Right.
My kids are covering their ears screaming. I'm walking out of there with two kids underneath my arm. Dragging him out of the dumb free Frontier Town.
Was it free?
It's all about killing an hour or two hours. It's
Yeah. But were there any rides that they could enjoy?
No, the train ride was broken.
Okay. Oh my God.
Better off just taking the kids to the beach? I know you don't love the beach, but they would have been fine.
They liked
the
beach.
Made
they
liked
dumpsters.
And
the
stuff.
Dumpsters was a 10 when we went there. We went to a park. They had fun. A park. The park was the best time. You could go to a park down the street.
Right. Did you go to Northside Park?
Northside Park is awesome. Yeah.
I told you about that place.
Yeah. That's where Stevie's lacrosse tournament was.
No.
There was a lacrosse tournament going on there. Yeah.
They just want, like, the train would have worked, like, stuff that you get in a fair. Like, if you to go to a fair, they're going to have rides for kids, like the ones that spin around slowly. A mini Ferris wheel.
It was a big dud. Ocean City, it's not a dud.
Like, we had fun, but...
You couldn't wait to get out of there?
I was sized for Lancaster when I was leaving there.
That's saying something.
Why, just because it was less people?
I'm telling
something
you.
Something new.
I bet you they love the park. What was the name of the park you went to again?
Northside Park?
No, the Dutch Wonderland.
Oh, Dutch Wonderland. Yeah,
that's one of the worst amusement parks
been
ever.
There?
I think my parents maybe took me one time.
Yeah,
it's
been
dump.
Open since the 60s.
Yeah, it's a dump. It's an old dump.
It was old, but it had a lot of charm to it. I actually liked it.
I bet for 3-year-olds it was great.
I think you need to go back to Lancaster. It's an up-and-coming city. It looks like it did 60 years ago, but everyone there, you would hate it. Everyone there, it's like an artsy-fartsy town. A bunch of hipsters, guys with mustaches.
You going to convert?
Flipped up hats.
You've been in a cult before.
No, stay like in the country and go to like the old country buffet or something. Like that was the name of the restaurant. Like
we did train rides. We did all that. Amish. We went to the Dutch market with all the Amish guys with the bad haircuts.
Yeah.
And they're selling you stuff.
So for the kids, if you pulled your two daughters.
They sound like they liked it better.
They like Dutch Wonderland.
Yeah, of course.
That we
but isn't
on.
It a very small, old park?
Yeah, it's pretty small. I mean,
yeah.
But they don't need big roller coasters. Yeah. They don't need like Whitewater's Rapids. They just need
4 hours in the sun. They're baking.
They just need mini merry-go-rounds and Ferris wheels.
I didn't even know you could do 4 hours there.
Did you have the condo up there too?
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
No, a listener named Matt, who brought in, by the way, brought in all these snacks today. They love pretzels up there in
Dutch
country. He said
it's called Pretzelvania.
Right. I brought in all the tremendous snacks. He let me stay in his loft. Stayed in the loft with my girls.
With the dog?
No. I got rid of Oakland.
What do you mean stay in his loft?
He went to New York City for the weekend, I think, just to let me stay at his house.
And you just stayed in his house while he wasn't there?
Yeah, it was awesome.
So weird.
It was weird, but it was
free
awesome.
Lodging all week.
Free lodging all
listeners.
Week. I donked off plenty of cash. At all these,
of course,
you know,
right?
Nickel to dime everywhere you go,
right?
Of course, you buy cotton candies. Yeah. You got to buy two because you got twins. Probably $7 right there. Probably way more than that.
I was sleeping on Lancaster.
You actually? So Lancaster was the highlight.
I would go back there next weekend.
You're kidding?
There's so much to do.
What?
Now, I don't know if I would take, you know, either breweries, all kinds of restaurants.
Uh huh.
I was charmed.
I haven't been there.
You didn't have to wait in line like Ocean City.
I haven't been there in 20 years. We would stay at some, actually, I think there was like a convention center, like Hyatt or something that we stayed at, and they had like golf courses.
I stayed right in downtown. I think it's been revitalized.
I never thought about Lancaster.
I mean, I don't think I'll ever.
I can't believe he loved
our listeners. No, our listeners gave the suggestion, and I saw online the Dutch Wonderland for kids that are almost four. I don't know their birthday. They're almost four, like. That's the type of place. Like, there's a place I can't even name the town. It's in Montgomery County, like towards Damascus. It's a Nubs amusement park, but for young kids, it's like perfect. Spinning teacups. It's all you kind of need.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's killing time. Look, entertaining your kids.
But they have that
until they fall asleep.
They have that in Ocean City too. Sure. It's just a
my
billion
life,
people.
In 15 years, my life will be great again. Jason's living his best life. Valdez is playing golf at private clubs in New York City skyline in the background. Mm-hmm. He loves his life. Mm-hmm. My life sucks. We're going to Ocean City. Where I'm with a getting beat around by people. It is what it is. 15 years, I'll be back.
Did you 15 years?
Yeah.
Did you go when you went to Ocean City? Did you hit beach traffic on the bridge?
No.
You got lucky.
Well, I went on a Monday at like 10 a.m.
Oh, okay. So
came back on a Thursday.
That was smart.
All right. Well,
you're back.
I mean, overall, how did you grade the vacation?
I survived.
So, C?
C minus.
When Sarah get home?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, she's a long family reunion.
She's gallivanting around.
She just wanted to get away from the
she's
kids.
She's up there for over a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you going to get like extra credit for all the good daddy work that you did for a week?
I'm sure she'll be in the doghouse by Wednesday night.
Yeah, sure.
She tell you she's going to get a carton of milk before she left.
She better come back.
All right. Well, there you go. There's the drabby recap.
C minus for the entire trip.
I think you should send the guy, you should Venmo the guy a couple $100 for the door. You know what? Send me the picture. I want to see the picture of the damage.
I'll show you.
Yeah. I can't believe the dog pummeled the door.
Well, he brought a monster to the beach.
I know.
Why would you do that?
See, when he had to.
You should have known he was going to be pissed.
When he was talking about this trip, though, I kept saying, EB used to go there every year with his family.
That was the highlight of it for him, though.
I know, he used to hate it.
I hated it.
All right, we'll come back with more here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.